Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Visions and Dreams podcast here at Bad FBI. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Dana Williamson, Apostle Dana Williamson with Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministries and the founder and visionary of Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined, LLC. I am so grateful to all of you for being a part of this podcast. Yes, you guys are a part. And I think I've said this before, the listening audience, you guys are something special to all of us. There are some background things going on at Bad FBI, and we're excited about it. But I needed to come in today. You know, I'm not here all the time, but I needed to come in today and remind you guys of the importance of writing down your dreams and writing down the visions that God gives you. There's a couple that have happened in the past few weeks, that have been really pertinent to me, and, you know, I remember them vividly. But something happened last night, and I got up this morning vaguely remembering it, trying hard, had some bits and pieces, and then one thing stuck out. I remember looking at something, and I was standing with someone next to me, and I said, I need to warn the people about this. And for the life of me right now, I can't remember what that is. Mind you, I'm recording this after 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That was 6 a.m. And I still can't remember what it is. But here's the thing. The importance of writing down is when you remember. But when you don't remember, the importance of making sure that you make note of, hey, on July 9th, 2021, I woke up, had a dream, realized I was supposed to warn somebody about something or warn the people about something, and I don't even know what that is. But God is able. I have to write it down. I have to make note of that. I have to share that with others. I have to say, hey, this is something that's going on, and I need to remember, and basically I'm saying to others, but I'm really, it's for me. So when I make a note on my phone or I make a note on a piece of paper and I hang it on the wall, it is for me to say, this is what I need to remember. This is what I know to do. This is me. And so at the end of the day, like it is now, and I'm sharing with you that I forgot, what does that mean? What have I done all day? Well, I've asked God to bring it back to my remembrance, but the one thing I didn't do was write a prayer out. This is point number two. One was, write out your visions and dreams as you remember them. If you don't remember them, still write them out. Write out the part you do remember and write out the importance that you know of it so that when you can go back or God gives you the completion and he gives you the understanding of it, you can go back and say, this is the day I forgot, but this is the revelation of that God gave me. And, yeah, that could be 30 days later, 30 hours later. That could be 30 minutes later. It doesn't matter. This is how you keep track of what you know God has given you. So the second point is writing down a prayer. Now, while I was talking with Jesus all day about, hey, I forgot this, hey, I forgot that, my concern was remembering it. And in my spirit, something kept saying, write it down in the form of a prayer. I work in an office currently for doing taxes. The tax season technically has not ended for us. But doing taxes, and I never got the chance to write those things down. I'm taking that chance tonight. And no, yes, I didn't do it right now. I didn't do it before I got here, but this is what I know to do. I will be writing that down in a prayer tonight. But what I'm also, something that just dropped in my spirit right now, what I'm also going to include in that prayer is someone significant that the Lord put on my heart most of the day. I don't believe that the message that I have to give out is for that person, but I know that that person is involved in some kind of way. Because I know who I am, because I know some of the conversations that God has had with me over the past couple of days, I also know that this is necessary. Sometimes we handle things in the pieces that God gives us instead of handling it as a whole. So I'm going to write this prayer, asking God to give me revelation of this dream, and included in that, I'm going to ask God to cover and protect the person that he told me to pray for. If this person has anything to do with the vision and the dream, God will reveal that as well. The importance to you in all of this is that you know your steps that you need to take. So this last point I want to make with you in regards to visions and dreams, writing them down and writing down the prayers, is that you have to be ready for those clear instructions at any point in time in your life. Why? Because of the times that we are in, I gave you the date. Today is July 9th, 2021. Because of the times that we are in, we have to say, I'm ready for whatever God is going to do. I've had, you know, many things revealed to me in the past 6 or 7 years that I'm reflecting on now, and it's kind of worrisome. Should I be worried? No, because God says not to worry. It's a sin to worry. Should I be concerned? Yes. And the concern needs to come from knowing that I'm doing the right thing, I'm answering, I'm moving in a way that God is saying for me to move. Same for you. I don't care how hard it is or how, you know, the concern that you think you might have about doing it right. Hey, don't be like me. Don't start suffering the consequences because you asked why, because you asked too many questions, because you asked, you know, you asked and didn't move. Don't be like Lot's wife, looking back on all of the different things that was set up to hurt you. Don't do that. Be ready. Be ready for whatever those instructions are. So those points, those 3 points I want you to run with today, and I wanted to start off this podcast with that because there's something you all need to do that I want to call to your attention. Now, you guys know this podcast is about it's business ministry life, okay?
Business ministry.
And there are various things that we use to support the podcast. I'm not going to tell you sow a $9 seed here on July 9th. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to ask you to share this podcast with others. Then I'm going to ask you to go over, I'm going to put a link in the description. It'll be there. The link is in the description of this podcast for you to purchase a journal, just a little fill-in journal for you to write down your visions, your dreams, and the response. Visions, dreams, and response. This is really important. It'll be, you know, $5, $10 ebook. But let me tell you something. This is important because do you all know that I take post-it notes and postcards or 3x5 index cards and I write stuff on them and then I can't find them? That's why it's important to have the date on them as well. So I'm going to do that for all of you. I really want you to get in tune, because we are in a time where God is speaking to us, all of us, and some of us are afraid of it. I've made, as long as this podcast has been in existence, I've been talking about how God has used people, and I believe that they were probably prophets in their own right at a time, but because they used their gift in the wrong way, they don't even know that it was actually God speaking through them. You know God is speaking to you. So I want to help you. And I really want you to do that. And actually, here's how I'm going to help you. I'm going to discount this book. I'm going to make it an even $5. And it'll be enough for you to make copies. You can download and make copies. Well, actually, you won't be able to download and make copies. But you can print it out and write it out. But it'll be enough information. It'll be enough in there for you to at least do 30 days worth of documentation for you.
And then
I want you to email me that you purchased it. And I want you to email me at info@badfbi. Again, it's info, I-N-F-O, at bad, B as in boy, A, D as in David, F as in Frank, B as in boy, I, dot info, I-N-F-O, and say to me, hey, I purchased the ebook for writing down my visions and dreams. Would you please pray for me? And you don't have to say please, but just say, drop my name in prayer or whatnot. I'll be praying for everyone that has purchased, and I'll be praying for all of my listeners, which I try to do on a weekly basis. It's important, guys, because we are in our last days, and no one really understands what that is and what that looks like because we're so afraid of what's happening today. We're so afraid of what's happening today. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to move forward in all the things that God has given you, but I want you to be ready. In order to move, you've got to be ready. God bless. I am Dana Williamson with BAD. Blessed and Anointed Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table, Apostle Dana with Faith Group Investigations International Ministries. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.